Bioterrorism emerged as a major concern for Americans last October with the discovery of anthrax-laden letters and the possibility of the introduction of smallpox as a bioweapon. Speaking at a lecture in the 2002 Medicine for the Public Lecture Series, Dr. Pierre Noël of the NIH Clinical Center stressed there are certain steps that can be taken to reduce the threat of bioterrorism.
One is you have to enhance your intelligence capability so that you can detect terrorist groups both within your country and outside of your country so that you can be preemptive in decreasing your risk of terrorism. Secondly, there's the aspect of having conventions and treaties which can be enforced. A lot of countries who produce bioweapons have signed the Biological Warfare Convention, but they just don't abide to the convention. We need to have inspections which are credible. If you go in a country, for example, and you inspect, and it's required from you to call a laboratory 2 to 3 days prior to your inspection, it's quite possible that that laboratory will change their line of production within a short amount of time.
Dr. Noël adds, efforts are being made in the U.S. towards developing a very strong biodefense program. In the last year, work has been done on further defining the toxins, further understanding the biology of the organisms, and developing new vaccines and treatments. This is Calvin Jackson, the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.